Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise you the Lord. Yes, you are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, Thursday, October the 31st, 2019. For those of you that do not know, this is my last show for the year. Unless the Lord says so, it will be, we will return on the first Thursday in February 2020. So please mark your calendars. The Lord has me on another assignment for my upcoming books. I need to take time out to get that done. So after tonight's show, I will not be coming back on until the first Thursday in February 2020, it will be the Lord's will. We also always open up with prayer. So I'm asking our listeners, if you will please pray with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God who can hear and also answer all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and earth in your hands. You never slumber nor sleep, and that you are in total control at all times. For this, we are grateful in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Deacon Marvin Cox and his entire family, and every faithful, committed, humble doer of your word all over the land. Your word lets us know that we all have sinned and come short of your glory. Even those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, we still sin and come short of your glory. So we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, through his shed blood. Those who are saved in his name, we can come to you and through him and ask for forgiveness of our sins and our transgressions so that we can move forward in fulfilling our God purpose in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we come on tonight asking that you will move by your spirit, comfort and strengthen Miss Gladding Mitchell and the entire Mitchell family in the loss of their daughter and their sister, Sister Paulette Mitchell, a faithful member of the Sonora Missionary Baptist Church. Not only her family, Heavenly Father, but the family of Congressman John Conyers of Michigan. And also we're still lifting up the House Committee Chairman, Elijah Cummings, and his entire family. And everyone that has lost loved ones on tonight and over the weekend and over this past week, Brother Witherspoon and his family. Continue to comfort and strengthen every family, Heavenly Father, that has lost loved ones. You know who we are and where they are. And so now we know that you are still comforting. You're still healing your people. As only you can, you're comforting them. You're letting your people feel your presence even in the hour of bereavement. The family that lost the two sons in the house fire. Also, the three young people that was killed in house fire in Saginaw, Michigan this past week. So we know that you are the comforter. There's so many people that are dealing with grief and sorrow on tonight, but you know all about it. So we know that you can comfort and strengthen and heal them even as they're comforting. Even if they are suffering their loss on tonight. Heavenly Father, let them feel your presence. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Let them know that you are still in control and you're still worthy to be praised in the midst of it all. We come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, because we know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders. And, Father, for your glory through your people, those that are dealing with illnesses and sicknesses, you're healing your people. And I pray, Lord, that you continue to touch my brother Curtis as he's getting ready to go another procedure on this coming Monday, that you would be before him, before the doctors, and Sister Tanya, Heavenly Father, that went through a procedure on today. Comfort and strengthen your people, Heavenly Father. Touch, heal, and deliver your people as only you can. For your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray and ask that should there be any listeners on the airways on tonight that do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, who do not have not received him as their personal Lord and Savior, it's our hope and prayer and desire that through your word on tonight, through your man of God, Deacon Marvin Cox, something will be said. They will trust their hearts that even on tonight, they will open their own mouth and confess their sins to Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. And they will be saved. Once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their individual God purpose in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, because we know it's not about us. It's all about you. We are just your servants. We're your ambassadors, your vessels. So we just thank you for the opportunity to be spreading the good news of Jesus Christ over this worldwide platform. So have your way on tonight. And I pray that your word will not go out void, that it will accomplish everything that you set forth to do, even on the airwaves on tonight, because you know who's going to be listening and what we all stand in need of. So continue to move by your spirit through Deacon Marvin Cox as he gets ready to deliver your word once again on tonight. For your glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, as always, we have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, through it all, praise God for who he is. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Through it all, and I'm a witness, and I'm sure there's a lot of you that are listening on tonight, you can say just like I can, that through it all, it matters not what we're going through or what it looks like. Through it all, we need to praise God for who he is. But once again, as I stated earlier in the opening of the broadcast, and for the new listeners that follow us, as the new ones that do not know, that tonight is our final broadcast for the remainder of this year. It will be the Lord's will. We will return the first Thursday in February 2020. God has me on another assignment in order for me to focus and do the book right the way he wanted it to be done. I need to take some time off to complete my another assignment that the Lord has assigned to my hands to do for his glory through this upcoming book, which is titled, Is God on Instagram? Finding Faith on Social Media. It's a guide for teens and young adults. So be on the lookout for this upcoming book. And also, that those of you that do not know, I have another website which has all of my other books that God has blessed me to write. I don't brag about anything that God is doing through me. I just give him the glory that he is using me as a vehicle, as a vessel to do what he's called me to do and fulfill my God assignments in the earth for his glory. So he has blessed me to write some more books, which are all great spiritual tools for Sunday school classes of all ages, Bible study groups, universities, colleges, and business, and all faith denomination-based denominations that are teaching the word of God about about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God's Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. So these books are available through this other website that I'm about to give you. You might want to write this down. And if you see any books that you're interested in, you can go beneath each one of the books where it says click on buy, and it will take you straight to Amazon. So my other website, you need to write this down, is www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite, that's wixsite.com/internet-radio-host. And once again, that website to order any of the books that you may want to purchase for yourself or for friends, because Christmas is coming up. These will be great spiritual tools as Christmas gifts as well. Through my other website, which is once again www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite. That's wixsite.com/internet-radio-host. So once again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along as we get ready to receive God's word. through Deacon Marvin Cox. He's going to share with us another inspirational poem, as he always does. He always shares inspirational poems before he delivers God's word. But before he comes forth with the poem, and after the poem, I'm going to ask him to go directly into God's word. So I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready, because we don't want anyone to take it lightly or for granted, or make or think that we're making up things as we go. You need to have your word to study God's word and see it for yourself, because our God says in his word, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we want you to see it for yourself, what thus says the Lord to his people on tonight. So we're going to go to our short music break for tonight. And then following the music break, I'm going to come back. I'm going to yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox. And once again, he's going to share with us another inspirational poem, and he's going to go directly into God's word. Enjoy the music break. praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was Pray For Me, the musical selection of that song, Pray For Me. So right now, I do pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with Deacon Marvin Cox. Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you to share with us another inspirational poem, and then you can go directly into God's Word.
Amen. I thank you, Brother Brown. Once again, I thank the Lord also, first of all, thanking the Lord for this opportunity that he has given me to bring forth his word. This is an awesome responsibility, and I don't take it lightly. Now, tonight's poem is called Moment of Truth, and it's basically self-explanatory. In each man's life, there comes a time, in summer or in youth, when face-to-face his spirits come to that soul-searching moment of truth. To some it may come at a time of great joy, to some an hour of strife. To many it comes upon hearing the word or seeing it vibrant in life. As the hands of conviction descend upon man, though chilling the life may have been, the fire of Calvary's pierces the past. In the moment of truth, it is sin. The echo of footsteps, the cry in the dark, those things men cannot understand, seem to point toward the time when the soul is exposed and the moment of truth is at hand. Desperately, something says, someday I will, and the light more revealing now glows. The satanic impressions keep flooding the mind with this moment of truth, never close. But to many, praise God, the moment of truth, as billows of fire fill the soul, means surrender to God and union with Christ, and the blood of the Lamb makes them whole. The fire subsides, the heart finds new joy, and in an indwelling peace comes to pass. In the moment of truth, the soul finds its rest and forgiveness for sins of the past. And yet to others, this moment of truth finds its chance to redeem denied. And ears wise closed reveal a heart with an unwanted savior outside. Will another time come, we pray that it shall, yet the soul finds no promise within. This is still the small voice in that moment of truth will ever return again. To someone, that wonderful moment of truth is beckoning even this hour. And found within this sin-scarred heart, there is rumbling of God's latent power. In the name of our Lord, who on Calvary's hill bore all of your sins on that tree, I beseech you to hearken this voice of truth, and forever in him to be free. Caesar never to sing hosanna to God, for as long as his grace shall allow, may the Spirit proclaim in his marvelous name that in the moment of truth is now. Amen. I'd like to immediately go into tonight's lesson. I'll be reading to you from the book of John, St. John, 14 chapter, verses 1 through 14. I'll be reading out of the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way, you know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." Philip said unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Jesus said unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, He that seen me has seen the Father. And now sayest thou, then show us the Father. Believest now that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the work. Believe me that I am the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And remember, ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I just read unto you from King James Version of the Bible, John 14 chapter, verses 1 through 14, and may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will, and may he edify our souls forever. Now, recently, when the Lord spoke to my heart, it was a question. And we know that when the Lord speaks, he gives us hypothetical situations as if. If you look in the Bible, you'll find so many if. If a man do this, if a man do that, if a man be born again. So we're going to come up with a topic for tonight, and I want you to imagine what these brethren were going through at that particular time. They were despondent because the Lord was gone. But our topic tonight is, what are you going to do when I'm gone? And we have a subtopic to go with that. And the subtopic is, if you don't know me by now. So we're getting immediately into the lesson. The Lord is going to prepare a place for us, a place for those that have walked with him, those that have talked with him, those that have labored with him. And 14 and 1 of John said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And I'm going to stop right there. So we know that the Lord, sometimes his physical, and see, that's where we get hung up, at his physical presence is no longer with us. And if you think back to the time that when you were a youth, when the time when your parent left the house, how fearful and how fretful you became because you did not know that they were going to come back. You had become so attached to them that you became confused. You became weak in your thoughts. So, but all of those that were with the Lord at that particular time, they left a whole lot of things behind. Some of them left their families. Some of them left their jobs. Some of them left their businesses. Some of them left their riches. So each, some of them left their practices. So each individual that left something behind. The Lord told them at that particular time, drop all that you have. Drop all that you have and follow me. So, and we trust in the Lord to the extent that we did as such. So I'm going to talk about a few of you out there, those that have feel like they have given up everything. Those of you that left those lying friends behind. Those of us that have stopped hanging out with that unruly crowd. Those of us who left those sinful brothers behind to be with the Lord, to walk with the Lord. And we were confident enough in the Lord that whatever it was, whatever he led us, you know, Isaiah said, send me, I'll go. So he volunteered to go and do the Lord's bidding and do what God wanted him to do. So we have to be careful. We look back on all the things that we have sacrificed. So the Lord is asking each and every last one of us. He said, what are you going to do when I'm gone. And so the brethren, first it was Thomas. He began to question the Lord, and he said, but okay, we're going to go to number three now. Verse number three said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So I just want you to think about the Lord's record in your life. The Lord cannot and he will not lie. So if he said he's coming back, he went to take care of, as our parents do when we're young, they go to take care of business. They go to take care so the household can be maintained so that we will have a decent place to stay. So the Lord said that he would go in his father's house. There are many mansions, and he go to prepare a place for you. So wherever that place may be, however, whatever the dimensions are, because some of us stay in small houses, some of us stay in larger houses, but this is a mansion. And we know that mansions have numerous rooms. We know a mansion may have an east wing, it might have a west wing, it might have a south wing. So, but each compartment is suitable for one individual. Might have your own cooking unit, might have all the necessities of life that you need. So he said, in my father's house there are many mansions. And I go to prepare a place for you. Now, we got to look at that word, you, and see, you can be either plural or it can be singular. When somebody say, I'm talking to you people or you crowd or whatever the situation might be, then they're talking to a group of individuals. But when the Lord say, you, I go to prepare a place for you, which means that it's individually, because there's some people that will not be able to step their foot in glory, will not be able to reside in that mansion that God has prepared for us. But I'm here to tell you tonight, and this is a word of encouragement, because when we feel that God is away from us or his spirit has withdrawn from us, we begin to be, as I said earlier, we begin to be fretful. We begin to have fear. But he said, I'll go. So this means that his presence with us will not be around us. But over in Genesis, the 6th chapter, the 3rd verse, he lets each and every last one of us know, he said, that my spirit will not dwell with men. Some publications say at all times. Some publications say forever. But we know that the Spirit of God would not dwell with men at all times, to say that for 120 years. So this was approximate. But see, at that particular time, that was the life expectancy of man. It was 120 years. So however long it is, the Lord promised, then you can hold him to his promise, that he will come back and receive you, not to the chief petty officer, not to the president, not to the secretary, not to the security guard, but he will receive you, what? Unto himself, and that wherever he is, there you may be also. So, my brothers and my sisters, do not be fretful. What are you going to do? And so, moving right along when he's gone. What will you do? What would his teaching tell you? It says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that you may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Now, let's listen to what Thomas said. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So this is the subtopic that we're speaking on tonight. If you don't know me by now, I'm going to leave that open. You've seen the miracles that I perform. You know there's no God in my mouth. I'm going to keep my word. But see, that little tinge of doubt, sometimes when adversity come to us, that little tinge of doubt, it will overtake us, and we begin to worry. And we know that worry causes a chain reaction of foolishness. Interferes with our good health. We know that worry causes us to have a test off. We know that worry also test our body. It's a chain reaction of things that happen. We have worry, then we have high blood pressure, then we start having migraines, and then we have a stomach ache, and then we open the door for a stroke, and then we go into a depression, and then we get hooked on opioids because the doctor have prescribed for us. It's supposed to give us some type of relief, but in all actuality, it does nothing but causes us more problems. So, Lord, if you know that I am a healer, if you know that I keep my word, then Thomas, why are you being so fretful? What are you going to do when I'm gone? And if you don't know me by now, so see, that's a question that each and every last one of us can ask ourselves. God's presence is not near. And if I don't know the Lord, if I don't know his capabilities, well, God, after all, I don't know about you, but that was one of the reasons why I signed up. It wasn't that I signed up. That's one of the reasons why I committed myself to the Lord, because see, he can provide me with things that the world cannot provide me with. He can provide me with things, joys and pleasures that unfortunately, my wife cannot provide me with. He could sustain and maintain my life, but that's no knock on her because nobody is the Lord. So with this guarantee, with this contract that I shared with the Lord, this covenant that I made with the Lord, I know that if I behave myself, see, there's a stipulation there. There's a stipulation there. Say, I got to do what it is that he tell me to do. I got to be obedient to the faith. And sometimes that means that me saying no is going to disappoint somebody. Me not going along with somebody, they're going to think ill of me, because all of this time, guess what? I've been going along with it. I've been patronizing foolishness. So what are you going to do? I can't speak for you, but I'm going to continue to serve the Lord. I'm going to continue to put my shoulder on that grinding wheel. I'm not going to look back after grabbing hold to the gospel plow. See, this area, this time, this span that the Lord is gone, I know. That's like when our parents go to the store. Most of the time, they go to the grocery store. Most of the time, guess what? It's going to be some goodies in that bag, and it's going to be of a great benefit unto us. But he said he'd go to prepare a place for us. And if you know parents, if you know the Lord, you know most parents do not take their children with them when it's time for them to go out and take care of some business. They don't allow their children. They say, okay, be patient until I come back. Even though they don't put no stipulation, they say, I will be back after a while. But see, the Lord was nonspecific. He said, I'll go. Now, we don't know how long that time was. And I don't know whether it's been documented as to how much time elapsed from the time that he left to the time he returned. But isn't that good news that he's in the process? And I'm talking to you, mother. I'm talking to you, father. I'm talking to you, brother. I'm talking to you, niece, nephew. I'm talking to you, son, daughter, cousin. And I'm talking to all people of the world that believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Lord tells us in his word that he's going to prepare a place for us. And that where he may be, we may be also. So we have to ask ourselves. If you look back on in Exodus, when Moses went up into the mountain to commune with the Lord, how out of control the children of Israel became, how they began to make merry, how they began to worship idols, how they began to return to their adulterous ways. And then the Lord, through the Ten Commandments, he had to remind them. He said, I, the Lord thy God, which, and that's Exodus, first 20th chapter, first couple of verses, say, I, the Lord thy God, which have bought thee, no, who have bought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. So sometimes we have to be reminded. We have to be reminded of that bridge that brought us across. Because at that time, when the children of Israel began to make merry and forget all the dilemmas that they went through, forgetting how oppressive old Pharaoh was, forgetting how many of their brothers and sisters were slaves, but now they had been liberated. So that little time that the Lord has taken to go and prepare this place for us, what are you going to do when I'm gone? And if you don't know me by now, so that's all I have, is that hope, that blessed hope and that blessed assurance that the Lord is coming back. And he's coming back. It's right here in John. He's coming back. He said, where I am, there ye may be also. So my opportunity, I cannot allow that to slip through my fingers. I cannot allow me serving the Lord for the few years that I've been serving the Lord to slip through my fingers, to be in vain, to be for naught. And it don't take much. He didn't ask me to give up much except for my sinful way. Cater back to those sinful ways, then all of my living, all of my loving, all of my teaching, all of these things will definitely be in vain. Okay, now we're going to move to verse number 7. It said, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. See, they were asking the Lord to identify himself, but they also were asking to see the Father, if it suffices thee. But the Lord was saying, can't you see the Father in me? If you don't know me by now. And see, I used to test my grandchildren a long time ago. I would go take them places, and then I would, on the way out, those that was able to see above the dashboard in the car, I would ask them, I'd say, I would act like I was confused and say, wait a minute, now, granddaddy kind of lost here. How do I get back home? And some of those that were paying attention would say, well, granddaddy, you go this way, you go that way, and then you go down there and you make a right turn, and then you go down there and you make a left turn. So those are the ones that have been and that were paying attention. So it's time for us to pay attention. But others said, I don't know. Why? Because they've been with me all of these years, but they have not been paying attention. Christian brothers and sisters, it's time for each and every last one of us to start paying attention to what the Lord is saying. Because these brothers, they said, we lost. Lord, we don't know the way. And then he told them, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So if he is the way, when he leaves out of our presence, guess what? We have to continue to follow him, not in the physical sense, because they have been with him in the physical sense all of this time. We have to follow him in the spiritual sense. We have to follow him in the ways that he has showed us, because his word says that the way is so plain that a fool need not err, or a blind man need not lose his way. So if this is plain, then that will let anybody know. There's no reason for me to call myself serving the Lord and to be lost. If I don't know him by now. We know that he's the Father, he's in the Father, and he is the Son, and he is the Holy Spirit. So there's no reason for us to feel that we lost. But once again, we know that I don't care how confident a child is, and that's what we are his children. When that parent leaves from out of their presence, that child becomes extremely fretful. That child will cry. That child will bawl. That child will grab a hold to their parent's leg like, please don't leave me. Can't you go stay home from work today? But see, he had business to take care of. He had to go to his father's house, had to make room, had to prepare that mansion. We didn't even have to do no work. So what are you going to do? The opportunity is there. And the reason I say that is because now it seems like the Lord is so far away from us. It seems like the Lord has lost contact with us. And we know that King David, over there in Psalms, he was also so when he felt that the presence of the Lord. And sometimes when we're doing the best we can, it seems like the Lord is so far away. We don't hear from him. We don't seem like we don't have no correspondence with him. We remind him through our prayers, Lord, I'm your child. But he told us, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now let's listen to what King David said in Psalm 22. And this may sound like you, but we got to rely on truth and not on feelings, because our feelings would dominate us to the point where we lose the evaluation of what God has said. We begin to manufacture in our brains, in our minds, in our hearts that something is fictitious. But okay, listen at what David said. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer. And by night, but I find no rest. Now, this might sound like a lot of you who have become frustrated because they're not doing as they should, because spouses are not doing as they should, and because we feel that we are so lonely and there is no hope, there is no help. But this was David's lament. He thought at that particular time that the Lord had forsaken him, which some of us have done. But see, the thing about this is that he kept on. My advice to you, just keep on serving the Lord. Don't faint. Don't fall back. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Don't be like those children of Israel who he brought out of the house of bondage, who he saved, who he had a better plan for. What is it? We don't want to suffer for the Lord. We don't want to go through anything. Well, my brothers and my sisters, I'm telling you, it's necessary that we go through these trials and tribulations. So if I've never been unhappy, how would I know how happiness feels? If I've never been in pain, how would I know how not to be in pain? So all of these things are a need-be things which will draw us closer to God. Look at how, if we go back to the book of Job, with all the things that he suffered, losing his family, losing his cattle, losing his land, losing his great riches. But see, he still held up the name of the Lord. He said, the Lord thy God giveth, the Lord thy God taketh away. He did not blame the Lord for the trials and the tribulations that he was going through. And God was pleased with that. Now, how many of us can go through these things and still be grateful to what the Lord has done for us? Still be grateful that we're still alive. Still be grateful that we have another chance, we have another opportunity to get it right the next day. As I said, some of us don't want to suffer. Some of us don't want to go. Some of us feel that we're too good to go through any type of dilemma, any type of strife. So what are you going to do? I want you to fill in the gap. And if you don't know me by now, you know what the Lord's capability is. You know how the Lord operates. And we just got to be patient, because a few more risings and settings of the sun, this will soon be over. But see, I know through his word that he's in the process of going to prepare me that place that I've been working for all of my life, that place that there will be no more pain, that place where there will be no more blind or no more lame or no more people breaking into your house, where we could all sit down at the table of redemption and serve the Lord. Now, I've said once before, hey, I'm not living to die. I'm dying to live. So all of these things are the body. I must go that way. That's the only way that I can transition, only way any one of us can transition into what the Lord has for us. So I'm not saying, I don't want nobody to think that, you know, I'm waiting on death to overtake me, because the Lord didn't allow me to be here quite a few years, as he has some of you or most of you. And I should look back on those grateful times and thank the Lord that he allowed me, that 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that he told death to behave himself. So what am I going to do? What are you going to do? My suggestion to you is that we must continue to serve the Lord. Now, it was an old saying a long time ago, and you're probably familiar with this saying, that while the cats away, the mice will play. But I'm going to say this, that while Jesus away, some of his people will stray. So I should have enough love in my heart that the teachings, all the Bible classes, the choir rehearsals, the missionary work, and all of these things is not in vain. I should be more than happy that God has used me as a vessel to bring forth his word, to tell other people to just be patient, because this situation, this condition that you're in now, I'm happy to report to you that it's just a temporary thing. This is just something that, you know, how you sometimes you're traveling and you're going through the mountains and you got a snowstorm or either rainstorm and you can't even see your hand in front of your face. You become so fearful. You become overcome by fear, but you know you're fearful of stopping and pulling over to the side of the road because you're scared that somebody's going to run in the back of you. So you keep on. You put it in the Lord's hand and say, Lord, you've got to help me navigate my way through this treacherous storm, through this dangerous mountain. So my advice to you, we got to lean and depend on the Lord. What are you going to do? I can't speak for you. I could only just put a thought into your mind and into your heart, because a lot of us, we will slip when we don't have that supervision. We don't have that authority. Some of us go bananas. How many times have your parents told you, when I get back, I want my house clean? How many times, if you look at it, the 5 wise and 5 foolish virgins, now the 5 wise, they had their provisions, but the 5 foolish, they did not get the provision. So what they going to do when he's gone? So he gives us each an opportunity to go and to do the things that he wanted us to do. So if we have an assignment, Brother Brown has an assignment that the Lord has given him, and so he's about to partake of that assignment. Whatever assignment it is that the Lord has given you, now would be a good time, because in this sin-tried world, it seems, it's not how it is, but it seems like you can't find a friend, seems like our politicians are not doing the things that we voted them in office for. Things like our children are disobedient, our grandchildren are not listening to us. But what are you going to do? If I was you, I would pray. If I was you, I would study more. It's so many different things, because if you know me, because he said, if you don't know me by now, or what are you going to do when I'm gone? So that's a question that each one of us should ask ourselves. When the Lord seems like he's far away from us, when it seems like I can't get a prayer through, pray more. Because there's certain individuals whose name we won't mention that want you to stop praying. They want you to denounce God. They want you to say that God is not in a blessing business. But your breakthrough is coming through. So, my brothers and my sisters, may God bless you and may ever keep you. And remember, this was a question that was asked to me. Asked of me, what are you going to do? And I want to share it with you. Because some people might say, the Lord did not ask him that question. The Lord did not put that thought in his head. But he said, I'll go. I'll go. So that means that his physical presence is no longer with me. So I could ask myself, or you could ask yourself, what am I going to do when he's gone, when he went to prepare that place for me? Am I going to be suitable when he comes back to be a recipient of that mansion that he prepared for me? Or is he going to say, slothful servant? Well, the rest is up to you. I thank you. And once again, may God bless you and may ever keep you. And if God is willing, early next year, we'll resume this. But in the meantime, may God bless you. Brother Brown.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. I pray that someone has received this word on tonight, because we serve a God who knows who's going to be listening, and he knows what we all stand in need of. So this word was meant for more than just one person. What are you going to do? In the form of a question, what are you going to do when I'm gone? That's the same question that Jesus is asking people, the people in the body of Christ today. Just like he was asking his disciples, leave this physical body, go back to my heavenly Father. What are you going to do? Are you going to walk in your God purpose? Are you going to fulfill it in the earth? Are you going to be faithful in doing what God has called you to do and ordained for you to do in the earth for his glory? Or are you going to just sit back and watch others work in his vineyard? He said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. But we need to remember and know that we're all going to stand before God one day and give an account for every deed done in our bodies, good and bad. What did you do on earth to build God's kingdom while you had a chance? Or did you do anything at all? So we thank you, Deacon Martin, for sharing another awesome word on tonight. Again, I pray that it has been received in love on tonight. As Deacon Marvin Cox just stated, and as I did at the earlier part of the broadcast, God be willing, we will be coming back the first Thursday in February 2020. So Deacon Marvin Cox, I'm letting you know now so you can mark it on your calendar. And for the listening audience, Deacon Marvin Cox always comes forth over this worldwide platform every every second Saturday and every third Saturday, bringing forth God's word and also sharing with us inspirational poems. So starting in February 2020, you want to mark your calendar for the second Thursday. I'm sorry, here I go again. I don't know why I keep thinking about Thursday. I guess because I was doing shows on Thursdays and Saturdays. Of the second and the third Saturday of February, we started in 2020, mark your calendars for Deacon Marvin Cox. We will continue what we are leaving off on tonight, if it be God's will. We have to do everything according to God's will. We may have plans for one thing, but God may say something different. So we're just going to anticipate, if it, like I said, to be the Lord's will, we will be coming back to you all the first Thursday in February 2020. Remember and know that I love you, each listener. On Facebook, all the worldwide listeners, the thousands of listeners on Instagram, those that are on Snapchat, and all the different other social medias over Blog Talk Radio. Thank God for each one of you. Don't take it lightly that I do not pray for you all, because I do. And again, I may not know who you all are, but I thank God we serve an awesome God who knows who you are, and he knows exactly where you are. So we are to encourage one another in God's word. That's what he tells us. We are to encourage one another in his word. And sometimes we get to a point in our lives that we need to learn how to even encourage ourselves in the Lord. Sometimes we cannot reach our pastor, our bishop, our woman or man of God that's the overseer, under shepherd over our lives and watching over our souls and praying for us. So we have to know how to sometimes even encourage ourselves in the Lord. So that's why I'm going to be praying for you, the listeners, on tonight, that as while we put this break, that I can conclude of this book that God has blessed me to write. Once again, the title of this upcoming book is God on Instagram, Finding Faith on Social Media, A Guide for Teens and Young Adults. So be on the lookout for this upcoming book. So in the meantime, we're just going to continue to pray for one another. Know that you all are always in my prayers. I'm asking you all to keep me in your prayers and keep this worldwide platform and ministry in your prayers, that it would be greater in 2020 than we could even have imagined or even thought, that God would be even more glorified through this worldwide platform and his ministry, because that's what this is. This is a ministry. It's all about God. We just thank him that we are the servants, we are the ambassadors and the vessels that he's using through this worldwide platform to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And that men and boys and girls and women that may not be saved, that hear a word from the Lord over this platform, would have a chance to know that they can still be saved in Jesus' name, and they can open their own mouth to save them. And once they're saved, they will come to know. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their own individual God purpose in the earth for his glory. That's our prayer, hope, and desire. So know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Continue to stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Again, continue to pray me for one for another. I am so excited about what God is doing through this worldwide platform. So we're going to close out for tonight. On this 31st of October, year, be very safe and careful as you travel to and up and down the street in the dangerous highway. Continue to plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your lives and the lives of your family, your church family, your pastors and shepherds, and those that have rule over us all over the land, that God will be glorified through us. So now we're going to close out in prayer once again, as we always do. Please join me in prayer once again. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, it is in his name once again we come to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are, because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what we hear or see or even what we feel, we know that you are in total control at all times, because you never suffer. But again, we thank you that all power in heaven and earth is in your hand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us, because we know that we are not worthy of it and we don't deserve it. But we thank you. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to have your way in the lives of every listener. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. And, oh God, if it be your will and your desire, we pray and look forward to coming back in the year of 2020. February, the first Thursday in 2020, in February, to continue to share the good news over this worldwide platform of which you have ordained us to be for such a time as this for your glory. So now, Lord, we just give you the glory, honor, and praise again for who you are. We bless your name. We know that there is none like you in all the earth, and we know that all power is in your hands. We love you, and we thank you for loving us first. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. But until the next time, continue to be faithful doers of God's word, not just hearers only. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Once again, I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. Good night. to you.